Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is Don Sally.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We have made it to 800 episodes, a huge milestone here on my show. As we have got a great show for you, I'm going to talk about the journey to get to 800 episodes. I'm going to elaborate a little bit on some of the guests that I've had over the years. We're going to talk about high school basketball in Georgia as we had Elite Eight action last night. And then I'm also going to have my bracketology show. I'm not going to have a show tomorrow because I will be at the campus of Glenwood calling baseball games all day for the Border Wars. Also, Thrift Behringer and I will have our Georgia-Alabama Sports Live show, and then I'll be back doing a show on Friday. Want to remind everybody that you are listening to us on WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key. I have been on this radio station for more than 2 years now, and I'm so blessed that I'm a part of a great sports lineup with Rod Peterson, Mac McGee. I've had both on my show. I actually listened to Bryce Kuhn's show yesterday. I mean, he is a talent, and he has got a lot of co-hosts that he just works very well with. Very knowledgeable. As I know I'm beating around the bush, but let's go ahead and get the show started. 800 episodes, huge milestone. My first podcast was January 30th, 2020. The way this podcast started, I was a broadcasting major in college, but that was well over 20 years ago. And so I wanted to get back into sports broadcasting after I graduated from college, joined the military, deployed a couple of times. I was part of a public affairs unit in the military for 8 years. I was a graduate of the Defense Information School at Fort Meade, Maryland. So I have all this broadcasting experience, not only in the military, but in the civilian world. And I tell you what, being in that military school really gave me a wake-up call on trying to get my distinct voice, because there is something called a broadcasting voice and they pick it apart in DINFOs. And so I was still doing the broadcasting thing for 8 years, but it was in the military. That was from 2006 to 2014. So a lot of people think that I just walked away from broadcasting for 20 years, and that is not the case. I actually did return to school in 2006 after deploying to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and I got on the radio, had a radio show in the morning in college. I was still the play-by-play announcer for basketball and baseball, mainly baseball, but I was filling in for basketball. You know, I went to a small NAIA school in Henderson, Tennessee called Freed Hardeman University, and we didn't have a football team, but I also called soccer games. I called the local high school football team. So I had a lot of experience in college doing broadcasting. Did that translate to getting a job in broadcasting right away after college? Well, absolutely not. Number one, the field is completely competitive. And the industry has changed. Because we have the digital era, because we have the podcast platform where anybody can do a podcast, I said, let's go ahead and do it. Let's go for it. This is what I want to do. And 800 episodes later, here I am. I am truly blessed that I have reached this milestone. I actually went through the archives. I counted up the guests. I have had a total of 84 guests on the Sports Beat. And I'm going to have my top 10. These are the top 10 guests that had the most appearances on the Sports Beat. And I will talk about their career and how I got to know them and how they were able to take time out of their busy schedule and be a guest on my show. All right, I'm going to start with the number one guest. He has had the most appearances on the Sports Beat. It is Gabe Reynolds. Now, I've known Gabe since my days at Freed Hardeman University. He was a student coach for the basketball team. I was actually calling a baseball game, and Gabe went up there to join me in the booth to talk about the season because the basketball season just ended. You know, we have that transition from basketball to baseball. I've gotten to know Gabe. Also, he's also in the military. Gotten to know him over the years. Rob Frazier, actually, who was my broadcasting colleague at Freed Hardeman, you know, we have mutual friends because we all went to Freed Hardeman together, said, you know, Gabe is a very passionate sports fan. He would be a great guest on your show. And that first episode I did with Gabe, he was so passionate about, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, Alabama football, that I felt like I had to get him on as many times as I could. And even though he is the head basketball coach of Ezell Harding Christian girls varsity basketball team over there in the Nashville area in Tennessee, he still takes time out of his busy schedule and joins me, not every week, but once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks. So he has had the most appearances on the Sports Beat, and it is not even close. Okay, number two, Justin Dale. Justin Dale has had the second most appearances on the Sports Beat. I knew Justin as he was in my broadcasting classes at Freed Hardeman University. Such a small world because my family moved to Georgia. While we were students at Freed Hardeman in the second time, back in 2006, his family was from the Marietta area, and that is where my family eventually moved to. I was living in Tennessee at the time. I would move to Marietta the following year. And so we built that relationship. I know that he is a huge Braves fan. I love just getting him on the show to talk Atlanta Braves. And he is number two. All right, number three is Brad Page. He was my co-host of the Up All Night show, which was a late talk show that we did at Freed Hardeman in the year 2000. That was my second year at Freed Hardeman. We had several guests on that show. We were both in the same broadcasting class, and we both had a passion for broadcasting. Brad has gone on to do amazing things in his broadcasting career, to include working for WBBJ in Jackson, Tennessee. And even though we didn't really do a show until 20 years later, I thought it was very unique that we had an Up All Night show reunion. Number four, Rob Frazier. Rob Frazier, I mentioned him. He is my broadcasting partner from 91.5 WFHC. He was the main play-by-play guy for Freed Hardeman basketball. I've called several games with him, not only basketball, but baseball as well. Just a stand-up guy and a broadcasting talent. And he actually was one of my first guests in the beginning of the podcast. And when I started getting this thing going, when I was doing a half hour on the radio, I just needed to fill my show with content, and Rob was very happy just to be on the show, just to talk about sports. All right, so I got a tie for fifth, and the thing is, does this really count? Because we have branched on and done our own show. I got Thrift Barringer with the fifth most appearances on the Sports Beat. These do not count the episodes that Thrift and I do for the Georgia-Alabama Sports Live Show. This was back when I first met Thrift 2 years ago. I mean, I knew that he was a broadcasting talent in Columbus. He did the Sports Visions radio show with DJ Jones. And he ran into me while he was doing his Campus Academy basketball league. My daughter was cheerleading for that league. And immediately recognized me as the voice of the Columbus Rapids. And then he asked me to be a guest on Sports Visions to talk about the Columbus Rapids. We called games together. I've been a guest on Sports Visions. And he was a frequent guest of the Sports Beat until we decided to do a weekly show called the Georgia Alabama Sports Live Show. And then tied for the most appearances also with Thrift Behringer at number five is Tanya Chavez. Tanya Chavez was a midfielder for the New Mexico Lightning. I got in contact with her from a very good friend of mine, Eric Taylor, who played on the Freed Hardeman soccer team, one of the best Freed Hardeman soccer players of all time. And Tanya Chavez, who was a huge soccer fan, I had her on the show frequently when I was the voice of the Columbus Rapids because she was a huge fan of the Indoor Soccer League, the NISL. I would get her on not just to talk about Women's World Cup, but the Men's World Cup in 2022. She's also a Philadelphia Eagles fan, and quite frankly, she loves sports and she is passionate about it, so I try to get her on anytime that I have a slot available just to talk about sports because she doesn't just love soccer, she just loves all sports. All right, number seven is WRBL sports director Jack Patterson. You know, I actually interviewed him yesterday at the end of the Hardaway game, as I will get into that in the later segment. WRBL sports director Jack Patterson is always approachable. I enjoy having him come on. He's also been on the Georgia Alabama Sports Live Show. I don't count those episodes. I'm just strictly counting Sports Beat episodes. Jack is really a friendly guy, passionate sports guy, who truly cares about Columbus sports. And anytime I need a voice that just can talk about the history of Columbus sports and talk about all the local stuff that's going on in the Fountain City, I can always rely on Jack Patterson, as he is really a standout guy. Number eight, Philip Jordan. I've been on his show. He's got a show called The Philip Jordan Show. Philip Jordan is one of those passionate sports guys who also has a show, and it's out of Dothan, Alabama. It's just one of those shows where I just enjoy just being on his show. He enjoys being on my show. And it's really just because we have the same interest when it comes to college football and talking about, you know, football basically here in the South. Number nine, my broadcast partner from the Columbus Lions, Jared Dillard. Now, I haven't had him on in a while, but during the Columbus Lions season in 2022, Jared was on frequently because we would talk about the Columbus Lions. He was pretty much on a weekly basis. We would have guests like Maurice Leggett, we'd have Darren Townsend, we'd have Mason Espinoza. I mean, we really had a Columbus Lions show, and we also did a Columbus Lions podcast. So he was on not just the Sports Beat, but he was also on the Columbus Lions podcast. And number 10 is Dave Plata. Back in 2022, when I was doing my sports documentaries, Dave took time out of his busy schedule to help me with these sports documentaries, whether it was the 2006 Northern Little League World Series champions or USA Softball, who won the gold medal in 1996, or talking about historical sports figures in Columbus like Frank Thomas, Larry Mize, or Glenn Davis. Dave Plata has always been approachable. I've had him on recently talking about minor league baseball coming to Columbus. And I really just appreciate everything that Dave Plata represents in the Fountain City. And I was very fortunate that he was able to get me a ticket recently to the Chattahoochee Valley Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony on Saturday. And I hope to get Dave Plata on the show for future episodes. So all 84 guests, I really appreciate everything that you have done just to take time out of your busy schedule and being a guest on my show. So thank you. All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to break down all these Elite Eight games that happened last night in and around the Fountain City, including Hardaway, Carver, Taylor County, punching their ticket to the Final Four. You don't want to go anywhere. It's a Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We'll be right back.
Yeah! Stick around.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. What a night in high school basketball in the Chattahoochee Valley area. We have got several teams that have punched their ticket to the Final Four. Let's start with the Hardaway Lady Hawks. They had a tough opponent in Holy Innocents Episcopal. I was there for the game. Now, we could not live stream the game because of the NFHS network and the GHSA, NFHS owning the broadcasting rights. Otherwise, we would have to pay a big fee. So instead, I uploaded reels and I updated the score throughout the broadcast. And then the last 2 minutes of the game, I went live on Facebook and I got to call the Hardaway Lady Hawks are going to the Final Four. Back-to-back years, they defeat Holy Innocents Episcopal 59-53. It seemed like Holy Innocents was controlling this game. They had a five-point lead. They couldn't put away the game, but Hardaway just stuck to what they do best. Lockdown defense, forcing turnovers, big shots by A.K. Shelton, Michaela Johnson, Adesia Burrell, Janiyah Hardy. These leaders that Coach Ellison relied on to get to the Final Four last year. Now, they got a tough matchup this Saturday. They're taking on North Oconee in the Final Four at Fort Valley State. And you can catch that game on the NFHS network. Hardaway back into the Final Four for 2 years in a row. And it's starting to look like that there could be a legacy here that could be born. And I'm excited because I'm going to have Coach Kelly Ellison on. I interviewed her for about a minute after the game. I'm going to air that interview here on the Sports Beat. I'm also going to air the interview I had with WRBL Sports Director Jack Patterson. And it is very prestigious to get to the Final Four 2 years in a row. We've seen teams and coaches in the Chattahoochee Valley that have done this multiple times. You talk about Coach Sterling Hicks with the Kendrick Lady Cherokees. that had that incredible run for a decade from 2004 to 2014. Multiple titles, multiple Final Four appearances. I know it's early, but when you look at coaches in the Chattahoochee Valley, this is quite an accomplishment. For Coach Kelly Ellison to get to the Final Four 2 years in a row, it is quite the accomplishment. Meanwhile, the Carver Lady Tigers, they are back in the Final Four. It seems like Coach Anson Hunley, he's been here before. They had no problem against Hart County, 76-57. The Carver Tigers are in the Final Four. They will take on Wesleyan, the team that beat them in the Elite Eight last year, March the 2nd, tip-off 5 o'clock at Savannah State University. The Taylor County Lady Vikings, no problem against Seminole County, 64-38. They're back in the Final Four. How about the city of Butler? March the 1st, they don't have to go very far. They're going to Fort Valley State to match up in the Final Four against Greenbrier Christian. But there's one team in the Chattahoochee Valley. Their season did come to an end last night. Harris County, a tough 47-46 loss over Cartersville. That place was rocking up in Hamilton. They had the home court, but Harris County loses as their season comes to an end. But congratulations to Coach Stephanie Ramsey Dunn on an outstanding season for the Harris County Lady Tigers. And they really put the entire GHSA on notice. And you got to remember, they're playing a bunch of 5A schools. I mean, they had two tough matchups. They defeated Warner Robins in the first round, a team that went to the Final Four. They came back from double digits down to beat Bradwell Institute in the second round. This Cartersville team was a very tough team, which is going to face Jackson in the Final Four. By the way, some of the other scores around the GHSA. Fayette County, they get the 77-71 win over Chestahee, and they're going to the Final Four. Monroe, which is in the same region as Carver, they defeat White County 67-64, and they're in the Final Four. The biggest upset of the night had to be North Paulding beating Buford 74-69. You had Cherokee defeat Campbell 70-60. Grayson, which is going to be a favorite, no problem over Norcross 59-38. Lowndes defeated Milton 61-50. North Oconee defeated Stars Mill. Was this a factor for Stars Mill? Was it rest versus rust? Because they did not play a second round game. They were sitting back. They were hosting this game in Fayetteville, and North Oconee came in there and gets the impressive road victory, and that is who Hardaway is going to play next in the Final Four. Chaco's season comes to an end. I mean, what an impressive job by the Chaco Lady Panthers, but they did lose to Clinch County 65-57. Baldwin, which looks like the favorite in 4A, they're back in the Final Four with a 66-39 victory over Stockbridge. Today, we've got boys varsity basketball games, including the Carver Tigers, on the road taking on Hart County. They've already won two road games. The Carver Tigers in action. Good luck. Coach Allen, Coach Pembroke, Coach White, that whole staff. We have had such a fun time live streaming Carver Tigers basketball games, and we wish them the best of luck at Hart County. All right, don't forget, we've got GIAA Final Four action this Thursday. The Pacelli Lady Vikings are taking on First Presbyterian Day, a team that defeated them in the Elite Eight last year. And then the Pacelli Vikings, they are taking on Cristo Rey. Both these games are going to be on Thursday. Both games will be in Milledgeville. Remember, the championships are going to be Friday and Saturday for all classifications of the GIAA at Columbus State University. All right, what we're going to do now is we are going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to run the interviews I had with Coach Kelly Ellison of the Hardaway Lady Hawks and Jack Patterson from WRBL. He is the sports director. We were all at the game last night, and what an electric atmosphere that was. And a number of who's who
was in the building, including Columbus State women's head basketball coach Matt Hauser. You had the CVCC Pirates coach, Coach Hicks. He was in the building. You had the Central coach, Coach Regetta Williams. The Kendrick coach, Coach Angela Long. It just, if you're a basketball fan, that was really the place you needed to be. And Holy Innocent Episcopal's fan base, I got to give them credit. They make the trip down to Atlanta. They pack the building as well. That place was just so electric. And I just could not believe the turnout. I mean, for an Elite Eight game, Hardaway was hosting, and they were playing a very tough opponent. And I was glad that I got to be a part of it, and I got to interview Coach Ellison and Jack Patterson at the end of the game. All right, we'll come back with those interviews after a brief commercial break.
This is the show, and we're not going to change it.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. On WQEE, Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, everybody. Richard Holdridge, Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I'm here with Coach Kelly Ellison. Coach, back to the Final Four. Back-to-back years. How does it feel, your team, able to pull out the victory against a very tough Holy Innocent Episcopal team?
It feels great. The girls, they played hard. They were locked in from the get-go. When things got tough, they didn't fall. They came together, and I was really proud of the way they stepped
in. It seemed like every time Holy Innocents got a big bucket, your team just locked down on defense, got some stops, got some fast break points. I mean, how about A.K. Shelton, some big rebounds, Michaela Johnson, just Adasia Burrell, just your leaders that have been there before, and they're back at it again. I mean, this was a very tough opponent, and now you're back in the Final Four this weekend against Fort Valley State.
Yes. Just proud of their growth. Each person knows their role on our team, and everybody stepped up. Nia Hardy has some big baskets, Nia Hicks has some big rebounds, and just everybody played their role.
All right, Coach, good luck. Back-to-back Final Four, and we're cheering for you, and then hopefully you can advance further, and we're just excited about the Hardaway Lady Hawks here in the Fountain City.
Thank you so much.
All right, that is the head basketball coach of the Hardaway Lady Hawks, Coach Kelly Ellison. Thank you so much for watching here, Georgia Alabama Sports Live.
Let's do it.
All right, everybody, what's going on? Richard Holdridge, Georgia Alabama Sports Live, here with WRBL Sports Director JP in the building. What's up and what's good?
What's up and what's good is the Hardaway Lady Hawks right now. What a game. What a game, man. You were here for it.
That's like, the whole thing.
Like, that was a heavyweight title fight if I ever seen it.
It truly was, because it seemed like, I mean, they jumped out to a 21-14 lead. Holy Innocents went on that 9-0 run. They took the lead at the half. But Hardaway just stayed with their game. They got some defensive stops, and they were able to get big buckets from A.K. Shelton, Adasia Burrell. How about Michaela Johnson? I mean, just everybody just chipping in and getting this win that really, it was a six-point win for Hardaway, but it went down to the wire.
Much closer. Hardaway hit their free throws at the end, which made it a six-point game, but that game was back and forth, back and forth. It seemed like it was both teams going blow for blow. You know, Richard, I'd go back to that three-point exchange that they had with about, what, 2.5 minutes
left? Oh, yeah,
Where Hardaway hits the corner three down here, and then Holy Innocence hits the corner three down there, and just, it was back and forth, back and forth, and Hardaway just outlasted him. That's all you can say. When a game goes like this, it's the playoffs, it's win or go home, and, man, just all the credit in the world to Coach Ellison and the Lady Hawks. They got the job done when it mattered the most, and now they're going back to Fort Valley.
All right, Jack, before I get you out of here, tell everybody where they can find you on social media and where they can watch you on the sports later tonight.
At WRBL Sports on Twitter, at Jay Patterson TV on Twitter, WRBL News 3 Sports on Facebook, and News 3 Night Watch tonight at 11. We got the highlights of Hardaway and Carver. Both teams, they're on their way back to the Final Four.
All right, thanks, Jack.
You got it.
All right, WRBL Sports Director Jack Patterson. I'm signing off here from Hardaway. Hardaway Lady Hawks back in the Final Four, and we will see you next time.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We are almost ready to get out of here on this show. Episode 800. What an incredible milestone. So yesterday I had two guests on. I had GPP Sports anchor John Nelson and WMAZ Sports Director Marvin James. So I did not have time to do my bracketology show. Every Tuesday, I actually add another seed, and these are my projected seeds. I cannot wait until March Madness. We are a couple of weeks away from Selection Sunday. Let's go ahead and get right into the projected brackets, starting with the overall number one seeds. And there's no surprise. And this is according to ESPN's Joe Lunardi. This is actually updated as of yesterday. So I probably wouldn't have had this on Tuesday's bracketology show. But the new AP poll did come out. And there's no surprise that the number one seeds are going to be Purdue, UConn, Arizona, and Houston. Now, UConn is the odds-on favorites to win the NCAA title, which means they would be the first team to go back-to-back since the 06-07 Florida Gators. But can Purdue, Arizona, or Houston make it to the Final Four and possibly win the whole thing? Number one seeds have been upset before. Look at Virginia against Baltimore, Maryland Shore in 2018. It has happened. All right, number two seeds. Now, Kansas just got upset against BYU last night. But they are projected to be a number two seed along with Tennessee, North Carolina, and Marquette. How about the job that Shaka Smart is doing with the Golden Eagles at Marquette? Could they get to the Final Four for the first time since 2003 with Tom Crean and Dwayne Wade? The number three seeds? Alabama, even though they got blown out big time against Kentucky, still a number three seed. Iowa State, Duke, Creighton, big win over UConn at home. The number four seed, San Diego State, who reached the NCAA championship last season. Illinois, Baylor, and Auburn. The number five seeds, Washington State, Wisconsin, Kentucky, and Clemson. Can Kentucky make a deep run and possibly get a number four or even a number three seed if they win out and they win the SEC tournament? Anything can happen, especially when it's March Madness. the number six seeds, South Carolina, Florida. Remember when Florida was a bubble team? They've had some very impressive wins, including a win against Auburn. They've swept Georgia, Dayton, and St. Mary's, which looks like they're running away with the West Coast Conference, even though Gonzaga is now ranked, and Gonzaga could end up sneaking in and winning the West Coast Conference. Number seven seeds, BYU, got a very impressive win over Kansas. Do they continue to climb? It looks like they're trending in the right direction. Texas Tech, Colorado State, and Utah State. And for this week, I've added the number eight seeds. TCU, Mississippi State. Remember when Mississippi State was a bubble team? Well, not so much anymore. Oklahoma and Boise State. Now, the last four byes, these are the number 10 seeds. They're not going to be in the play-in game. These are the teams that have the final seed. It's going to be Texas, Wake Forest, who got a huge win over Duke, storming the court. I'll get into that later. Nevada and New Mexico. How about that? Tanya Chavez has got to be happy about her New Mexico Lobos getting into the NCAA tournament. All right, last four in. These are the 11 seeds that are going to be in that play-in game. It really, they don't call it a play-in game anymore. They call it the first round. Seton Hall, Virginia, Providence, and Gonzaga. So if Gonzaga makes it into the NCAA tournament, their streak continues, and that 20-year dynasty is still alive. The job that Mark Few has done, and he could have had any job he wanted, and yet he chose to stay in Spokane, Washington, and coach the Gonzaga Bulldogs, who have gone to the NCAA championship twice, but they have never won it. The first four out, these will be number one seeds in the NIT. Texas A&M, Villanova, Utah, and Colorado. Big action in college basketball tonight. We have got a doozy. Auburn taking on Tennessee in Knoxville, 7 o'clock, ESPN2. Some of the other top 25 action. Florida is hosting Missouri. Marquette is hosting Providence. You know, Providence could really impress the committee if they can get a win on the road. Duke taking on Louisville. Oklahoma State taking on Iowa State. South Carolina is taking on Texas A&M. Creighton hosting Seton Hall. Illinois hosting Minnesota. Alabama on the road against Ole Miss. Now, Ole Miss, they're considered a bubble team, but they're the next four out. I mean, how could you have a team with 19 wins? They just didn't have an impressive resume. Well, I guarantee you they will probably be a tournament team if they beat Alabama in Oxford. And then Arizona taking on Arizona State. Rivalry games are always tricky. So we're going to have to see that one and follow through. All right, Georgia Tech. They're hosting Florida State this Saturday. They are 12-16. In Damian Stoudemire's first season, it's really a rebuilding year. I'm not expecting a whole lot. Last night, the Georgia Bulldogs lose to LSU 67-66. Now, LSU has had some impressive wins, but their record, 15-13, now that's not going to get it done. I still think that LSU would be a dangerous team if they go on a run and maybe can be a dark horse to win the SEC tournament. Kentucky, a barely 2-point win on the road against Mississippi State, but later tonight, in the SEC, all ranked teams this weekend. We got Florida and South Carolina, Tennessee and Alabama. Georgia is hosting Texas A&M. Auburn hosting Mississippi State. Hey, we got a week left of the regular season in college basketball. You know, some of the conferences will end their regular season this weekend. The SEC is going to wrap up their regular season on March the 9th. And then next week, we get right into SEC tournament play, and then we also have Selection Sunday, March the 17th. The first round of the NCAA tournament is going to take place March the 19th, and then the second round. You remember, Thursday and Friday, all-day basketball starting at noon. This is when I like to download the March Madness app, and then I just watch March Madness all day, Thursday and Friday. That's my favorite part of the NCAA tournament, when all the teams face off on that first day. And if you're a fan of a team, yeah, you could follow them in the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, but that's when the non-casuals, the fans that don't really watch college basketball that much, they really get into March Madness, because you have March Madness polls. I'm definitely going to fill out a bracket, so it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, we're going to go ahead and take another break. When we come back, I'm going to close out this show, going to have some NBA talk, the Atlanta Hawks on a two-game win streak. And is that going to be enough? And they're 2-0 without Trae Young. Is that going to be enough for them, Donnelly, to win a play-in game in the play-in tournament, but possibly make some noise in the playoffs? You don't want to go anywhere. It's a Sports Beat with Richard Holders, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and we'll be right back.
When you really need something to get you through a long graduation ceremony, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worm's soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors will give everyone a reason to celebrate. So when you want to notch the festivities up a couple degrees, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way for everyone to celebrate. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
This is Austin Black, and I am the host of Behind the Tunes. Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite songs and the journeys of those that sing them? Well, each week, we invite you to go behind the tunes and step into the stories behind your favorite Christian artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Final segment before I get you out of here and get ready for Braves Country Radio with Mac McGee in the armchair. Quarterbacks, Columbus State, Cougars and Lady Cougars in action for the final time in the regular season. Tonight, taking on South Carolina, Beaufort. It is senior night. Let's start with the Lady Cougars, as they are 15-9 overall, 11-5 in the Peach Belt Conference. They will take on South Carolina Beaufort senior night, followed by the Columbus State Cougars, 13-12, 7-9 in the Peach Belt. This is a rematch from the 4-overtime game where they lost to South Carolina Beaufort 123-118. Both the Cougars and Lady Cougars will be in action this weekend in Milledgeville, taking on Georgia College. That will wrap up the Peach Belt Conference regular season. And next week, we will have the Peach Belt Conference tournament. Both the Cougars and Lady Cougars, wish them the best of luck, as I want to try to get Coach Hauser and Coach Moore back on the show, previewing the upcoming Peach Belt Conference tournament. Meanwhile, the Columbus State baseball team, currently 8-7 overall. They got a game this afternoon against West Florida, 2 p.m. first pitch at Burger King Stadium at Ragsdale Field, and then they will have their first Peach Belt Conference series, a three-game series up in Dahlonega this weekend, taking on North Georgia College. The Columbus State softball team, 10-9 overall. They got the 6-3 victory over Shorter University yesterday. They will be next in action Saturday, March the 2nd at Cougar Field, first pitch, 1 o'clock against Georgia College for a three-game series. They will actually have a doubleheader on Saturday, and then they will turn around and play a game Sunday at Cougar Field. Just a reminder that the Columbus River Dragons are taking on the Mississippi Seawolves on the road down in Biloxi, Mississippi this Friday. And the city of Columbus has okayed the $50 million project to upgrade historic Golden Park to make it up to the AA standards, as the Mississippi Braves will be leaving Pearl, Mississippi, and they are going to come to Columbus in 2025. More than likely, they will be called the Columbus Braves, which I think is great for the city, that not only is going to help the city of Columbus debriefing a AA team here. Because it's a Braves affiliate, you're going to get a lot of visitors from outside of Columbus. They're going to be traveling down to Columbus to watch the Atlanta Braves AA affiliate because there's Braves fans all over the place, and they travel to see their minor league affiliates. And now we have all the minor league affiliates that are in the state of Georgia. I think it's a great move for the city of Columbus. We really got a lot of stuff going on in the world of sports. We have the NFL Combine going on. The NFL teams can tender the franchise tag. And then in a couple of weeks, we have NFL free agency. Remember, the NFL draft is 2 months away. And the big question is, will the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams with the overall number one pick, which means will they trade Justin Fields? The likely scenario is that Justin Fields goes to the Atlanta Falcons. I think a lot of Falcons fans would love that. And I think they only have to give up a second round pick. I think this would be a great move for not only the city of Atlanta, but for Justin Fields coming home with new head coach Raheem Morris. And he has got weapons with Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson. Although they did release Jonnu Smith, they're going to be a little bit thinner at tight end. But we shall see, especially when we have NFL free agency. And we will not find out anything until after the NFL draft, because all eyes are on the Chicago Bears to see what they do with that overall number one pick. Meanwhile, where will Russell Wilson play in 2024? There's been talks that the Steelers is a good fit for the Super Bowl winning quarterback. He is getting up there in age. He's lost a step or two, but I just think it was a bad fit with Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. I think that Mike Tomlin might be the perfect coach for Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson does have weapons if he does go to Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, the Kansas City Chiefs are telling the whole league that they don't value wide receivers. They release Marquez Valdez-Scantling. This is the second year in a row where they release their number one wide receiver. The year before, they released Juju Smith-Schuster. Now they release Marquez Valdez-Scantling. And although Rashid Rice looks like he could be a number one someday, it's just going to show that it's all about Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce is getting up there in age, but can the Kansas City Chiefs three-peat? No other NFL team has done that in the Super Bowl era. I cannot wait for NFL free agency. Just so much stuff to get into in the next couple of weeks. MLB spring training happening right now. I mean, the Atlanta Braves have already played several games. They are 1-3. They are taking on the Phillies. And there's really not a whole lot to look at when it comes to spring training. I do think that Austin Riley, he's going to have a good season. I think that you got to watch out for this kid, Forrest Wall. Yeah, he's not really a kid. He's 28 years old, but he's batting .462 in spring training. Look, I said the same thing about JT Phillips in the San Francisco Giants organization. We know that sometimes players will come out and they will stand out on spring training because they want to make the roster. And I think that as long as you make the opening day roster, then you can get ready for salary arbitration and all that. I tell you what, I mean, Major League Baseball is about a month away. We've got the opener coming up between the Braves and the Phillies. I want to try to get WRBL's Tyler Redman on the show. I know he is going to be busy down in spring training. His hands are going to be full. But I think that that would be a great guest to get here on the Sports Beat. I love Tyler Redman and everything that he does. Check out his podcast, Braves on Deck with Tyler Redman. If you are a Braves fan and you want to get all the scoop, all the information when it comes to Atlanta Braves, Tyler Redman is your guy. Had a great time here on my 800th episode. Just a reminder, I will not have a show tomorrow. I'm going to be live streaming a bunch of baseball games. In fact, 5 total to be exact for the 2024 Border Wars Tournament. It will be my debut broadcasting baseball on Georgia Alabama Sports Live for this season. That first game is at noon. St. Ann Pacelli is taking on Lakeside School and a familiar face as Tony Rasmus, the former Russell County head baseball coach that led them to state title in 2005. Also, the Rasmus brothers played in the major leagues. That's going to be the first game at Glenwood at 2 p.m. You got Glenwood taking on St. Ann Pacelli. 4 p.m., Glenwood taking on Stratford Academy. At 6 p.m., Macon East is taking on Brookstone. And then the nightcap at 8 o'clock, Brookstone taking on Bessemer Academy. I'm going to try to implement more high school baseball in the show next week. I mean, I'll talk about Carver. They are in the David Pollard Classic. Kendrick gets a huge 24-21 victory over Spencer. There is a player at Kendrick, Tristan Holzendorf, who is having an incredible season. And we also have everything that's happening in and around the Chattahoochee Valley. Got some big games tonight in high school basketball. We got the Final Four. Next week is going to be the state championships, March the 6th through the 9th. All right, so let's talk about the NBA. The Atlanta Hawks, they get the win over the Utah Jazz. They have won two straight. They are 2-0 without Trae Young in the lineup. Right now, they would be the number 10 seed, one game behind the Chicago Bulls, but 6.5 behind the Indiana Pacers. I think they're going to be locked into that 9-10 play-in game, which the best scenario would be they would be playing the Boston Celtics in the first round of the playoffs. Cleveland Cavaliers, Max Strus, what an addition he has been. Just a heave-ho, a 50-foot shot at the buzzer. The Cavaliers end up getting the win. Unbelievable over the Dallas Mavericks, 121-119. And then you had the Miami Heat. Road victory over the Blazers. Winners of five straight playoff. Butler has been activated. They climb into the number five seed. They are only 1.5 games behind the Knicks for the fourth seed. How fun would that matchup be? The Knicks and the Heat in the first round of the playoffs. Really, it's the Celtics in the field in the Eastern Conference. I'm not here to say that the Eastern Conference is wide open. I think that the Celtics are the team to beat. Over in the West, it is a dead heat for Minnesota and OKC for the number one spot in the Western Conference. Are we looking at just a great regular season team with Minnesota and OKC? If they play a team that has been playoff tested like the Nuggets or the Clippers, or even the Suns with Kevin Durant and possibly the Lakers, would it be a different outcome? And is Anthony Edwards and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander 1 and 2 in the MVP race? All right, I do want to switch gears here on the Sports Beat. I do have a little commentary that I want to talk about. The Club Shay Shay podcast, which is very popular. Cat Williams broke the internet. He's had Monique. Recently, he's had former Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel. Johnny Football won the Heisman as a freshman. He was a very polarizing figure, but he was also very talented. And I listened to the whole 2 hours, and his story is fascinating. I think that Johnny Manziel really got a bad rap. I just cannot believe that he only played 2 years in the NFL, and he didn't really get a shot after he was released by the Browns in 2016. He only had the 2 seasons. His first year, he had no touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Year 2, he did win a game against the 49ers. I remember 2015, 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. I think that if he was in the right scenario, remember, he did have Kyle Shanahan as his offensive coordinator. I mean, what he said to Shannon Sharp about the defensive coordinator pretty much insulting him, and then that's when he stopped caring. He had to have a good support system in order for him to succeed. And you look back at his life, I mean, he had opportunities, he came from money, he had every opportunity in front of him. It's not a scenario where he just wasted it away. He will forever be a college football legend. And Texas A&M, really, their expectations in the SEC is because of Johnny Manziel. But he was fun. He really was fun to watch. I did watch that Netflix documentary and then listen to the full 2 hours of him on Club Shay Shay.
And I love that podcast because there are so many people, not just sports-related people, but just people in general that open up to Shannon Sharpe. And, you know, the Cat Williams thing was just that. That's what made Club Shay Shay. It was absolutely incredible. Well, that is all the time I have here in the show. I want to thank all my listeners who downloaded the podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the Facebook channel. I am also on the X at Sports Richard H, and you can find me on Facebook Live and on YouTube. And remember, I do not have a show tomorrow. We'll be back on Friday. Thrip Behringer and I will actually have a Georgia Alabama Sports Live show, as he is going to be in Milledgeville calling the Final Four in the GIAA. I will be at the Border Wars calling the baseball games at Glenwood High School, and then I'll have a show on Friday. Hope everybody has a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you then. Bye.
Put one of those hash browns at the end, you know, like hash brown Team Cobra Kai or something, and then send it to the internet!
Hey everybody, this is Andy Christman. Join me this week for worship as I play 2 hours of the best in modern worship music from churches and worship leaders around the world. And this week, my special guest is Blake Goss of New Spring Worship.
See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I'm making ways in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. For us, that scripture came alive because he did a new thing, actually in an old place.
You don't want to miss a moment of this week's worship with me, your host, Andy Christman.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern Sports and Talk, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
The Baxters have a new first book. From number one New York Times best-selling novelist Karen Kingsbury, author of life-changing fiction, comes The Baxters, a prequel. The heart-pounding story of Carrie Baxter's wedding amidst family tension and the worst storm Bloomington, Indiana has seen in a decade. The Baxters, by America's favorite inspirational storyteller, Karen Kingsbury. Visit KarenKingsbury.com for more information. The Baxters, available now wherever books are sold.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Calvary Sonoy Fellowship is an expository Bible teaching church where we study the Word of God line by line and we apply it life by life. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on WQEE and we look forward to having you join us. Our church offices are located in Sonoy, Georgia, 6855 East Highway 16, Suite 102, Sonoy, Georgia. If you'd like to call us, our number is 770-755-8243. Or you can reach me, I'm Pastor Bob, at bob@calvarysonoy.org. S-E-N-O-I-A. You also can go to our website at www.calvarysonoy.org. You can reach our YouTube channel there as well as our Facebook page. Join us at 10 o'clock right here on WQEE.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.